The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. A very short week 11 for the Eagles because tomorrow they host the Washington Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Huge showdown at the Link. Merrill, yesterday, Kellen Moore, Vic Fangio, the offensive and defensive coordinators of the Eagles, held their press conferences. Let's talk about Kellen Moore first and some of what he noticed from the Eagles' win over the Cowboys. What did he notice about the interception that Jalen Hurts threw, as well as the sacks that he was taking?
Well, sometimes you can be critical of the quarterback in an interception. In this one, he said Trevon Diggs just made a great play. And there are times when you have to credit the defensive player, and that was the case with Diggs. That ball really wasn't off target. It was just a great anticipation and interception by Diggs.
Are the sacks concerning? I mean, there was five of them in the first half, and it was really a problem before the Eagles figured it out.
He said he is concerned about the sacks, but there are a lot of things involved in the sacks, protection sometimes. He said sometimes it's the play call. He said they will continue to evaluate everything.
You know, it's pretty clear that Jalen Hurts is starting to build a little bit of chemistry with Jahan Dotson. Dotson's obviously not the Eagles' first or second wide receiver. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith are one and one there, and Jahan Dotson fills in, you know, in as the third wide receiver. But he's made some nice plays recently, and he's taking on his old team tomorrow night. What has Kellen Moore noticed about Jahan Dotson?
Well, he's a very, very talented receiver. I've watched him a lot. I watched him all through Penn State. I watched him at the beginning of his NFL career with Washington. He's very, very talented. And in the last couple of weeks, he's made two exceptional catches, not just routine plays. And this really builds confidence between him and the quarterback. So I think that's a good thing.
Definitely. And Jordan Mailata, not clear yet if he's going to come back. Mailata said yesterday he's not sure. He wants to get some more reps to knock the rust off. But according to the estimation of the injury report, full participant in terms of their walkthrough, estimated injury report and whatnot. But while Mailata's been out, Merrill, Fred Johnson done a really good job filling in. What did Moore have to say about Johnson?
Well, he had a lot of praise for Johnson because Johnson hasn't just filled in. He's filled in like a starter. But meanwhile, you're talking about Jordan Mailata, who was an all-pro, just a great, great player. And Jordan Mailata is in a wait-and-see situation. I'm not guessing on injuries, but we'll see what happens. If Jordan Mailata can go out there, he will.
Oh, he definitely wants to play too, but we'll know, you know, in a matter of one day. Let's turn to Vic Fangio. He talked about covering tight ends. The Commanders have a tight end that the Eagles are quite familiar with in Zach Ertz. What are Fangio's thoughts on how the Eagles are covering tight ends?
He had a lot of praise for Zach Ertz. He said he is a tough assignment. He's got good hands. He's got good size. He knows how to body up people. He is a favorite red zone target. So look out for number 86.
Tackling. The Eagles have done a better job tackling, Merrill. Why? What is Fangio known from that? Notice from
well,
that.
He talks about the fact that that's one of the things they emphasize in practice. And when you emphasize in practice, it pays off.
Jaden Daniels, we're kind of burying the lead here because the Commanders, one of the reasons they've been good this season is the second overall pick. Their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, a rookie who's been exceptional. What has Vic Fangio noticed about Jaden Daniels?
Well, Pittsburgh was able to hold him to 5 rushing yards last Sunday. And he said the Steelers did it by rushing a lot of guys, sometimes 5 guys, sometimes 4 guys. The Steelers have a very, very good defense. But make no mistake about it, Jaden Daniels has done a great job, and he has received great coaching. He has only two interceptions on the season so far, which is really amazing considering he's only a rookie.
That is impressive. And we'll close with this in terms of the coordinators, Merrill. Jalen Carter, arguably the best player on the Eagles' defense, and there's a number of them that are playing really well right now. What is Fangio liking about the way that Carter is playing?
He's been better every week, and he is using his hands and becoming a better technician.
All good stuff, Merrill. Appreciate it. Tomorrow, we're going to get your keys for Eagles Commanders Thursday Night Football. Appreciate the time. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.